approximately 8 lakh people commit suicide every year across the world. And from these 8 lakh, there are 1.35 lakhs who commit suicide from India. And now from these 1.35 lakhs, 60% are the age group of the students. Students who commit suicide. Now you must be wondering that due to the pressure of the books, of the syllabus. No, it's not that. It's the pressure caused by the society, caused by the people surrounding them, who pressurize them under the dreams of their own. And then the child plans to suicide, and it is not because he or she is having a weak mind. It is because he or she does not want to live in the environment who wants him or her to run on his or her toe. They feel suppressed not under the weight of the books, but under the weight of the thoughts which are given to them or by the surrounding, by the negativity which is received by them, by the people surrounding them. And the similar goes for the above age groups. When this person suffers under depression, I don't know why people think that they have weak mind, they can't take difficult things, they can't fight in the life, or all that bullshit. People fall in depression because they are not acknowledged about the work they have been performed. They are not respected by the society. They are not served with the things which they deserve and which they think that they should be served with. But the only problem with them is that they don't realize how selfish this world, how fake this world has become. The people we see around us are not the real people, because due to social media, basically, when we open someone's account, we found many colors of that person. Somewhere it's dark, somewhere it's light, somewhere it's bright. But when we meet that person, he or she is completely different. Why does that even happen? Why can't one be the person who is he in the real life? Social medias are to explode, to meet new people, to make friends, not to show off the thing which you don't have. Now there is a really fake world which has been created on the social medias, which and the real world is ignored, is turned out to be fake. Yes, now you must be thinking what I'm talking about. I am talking about Sushant Singh Rajput. Do you guys think that he had weak mind, he couldn't take all this negative shit around him was happening? No, he doesn't have weak mind. As well said by Kangana Ranaut, the person who can achieve Stanford University scholarship is a person who is rank holder, do not have a weak mind. His mind was took away from him and suppressed. The only fault he made that he allowed everyone else to suppress his life, to change his thoughts. I recently came across a video in which the media had shown that all the dream bucket list of the Sushant Singh Rajput, which he had in his flat. So I saw all his dreams, and that are not the dream for a weak mind person. He was a person with high level intellectual, great talent of acting, and the one and the best man one can ever ask for. The one talented man the industry can ask for. But this industry, the B word, it's amazingly surprising that they work on nepotism. Till the day I seriously can't believe in which Filmfare award 13 awards go to a single film. Yes, it can be bearable, but only if the film is spectacular, the great performance, or you know, some different story which inspire people. But no, Gully Boy, seriously, it's not at all a perfect movie to, you know, get 13 awards, seriously. Well, it was well said by Sushant Singh that if this nepotism works on, obviously we normal people cannot do anything, but if it continues, then one day it will collapse the industry. Well, I can't do anything for the loss we had. Sushant Singh Rajput was a great actor, was a great loss to the industry and to the world. And we seriously need more actors like him. And I also hope that if this was the reason for his suicide, then we'll make a change, great change one day in our industry and even in this world. But since now I can't do anything about it, I will just pray that wherever you are, late Sushant Singh Rajput, I hope you are happy and you have found peace, because on this earth you can't find peace, it's just in the heaven. Thank you. This is my podcast and I am